Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text Number 22. Narad instructs the Prajathas. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Anucharitim tad artinash cha dvipada patin vibhudham cha yad svapunaha na bhajati nija vritya varga tantraha Katam Amun Advish Richet Umam Kritagya Shriyam Manu Charitam Tara Inascha Dvi Parapatim Vibhudham Shatat Shvapuna Vachati nija prityavarga tantra Katam mamum advishvatyat pumam kritagya Shriyam manucharitam tadartinascha Dvi padapatim vibhudham shatat svapuna Vajati nija vridya varga tantra Katamamu advishvajat pumam pritagya
Goddess of fortune is worshipped by all materialistic men, including big kings and demigods in heaven. Lakshmi, however, is always after the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he does not require her service. Brahma Samhita says that the Lord is worshipped by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, but the Supreme Lord does not require service from any of them, because if he so desires, he can produce millions of goddesses of fortune through his spiritual energy, the pleasure potency. This very Supreme Personality of Godhead, out of his causeless mercy, becomes dependent on his devotees. How fortunate then is a devotee who is thus favored by the Personality of Godhead. What ungrateful devotee would not worship the Lord and enter into his devotional service? Actually, a devotee cannot forget his obligation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even for a single moment. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says that both the Supreme Lord and his devotees are Rasagya, full of transcendental humor. The mutual attachment between the Supreme Lord and his devotees is never to be considered material. It always exists as a transcendental fact. There are eight types of transcendental ecstasy, known as Bhava, Anubhava, Shtai Bhava, and so on. And these are discussed in the Nectar of Devotion. Those who are aware of the position of the living entity and the Supreme Person, Krishna, think that the mutual attachment between the Lord and his devotee is a creation of the material energy. Factually, such attachment is natural both for the Supreme Lord and for the devotee, and it cannot be accepted as material. Om Agyan Timiram Shajanan Jalan Jalakaya Chakshuram Naritan Jina Tashmai Shri Gadvinaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karadha Shivashati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here's talking about the relationship of the living entity with the Lord and how it is a completely transcendental relationship. The devotees are the part and parcel of Krishna. So here it says that the devotees, they can never forget Krishna. And actually it's impossible to forget Krishna because we are part and parcel of Krishna. There is no actual separation from the living entity of Krishna. So it's not possible to forget Krishna except by Krishna's grace. If the living entity wants to forget Krishna, then Krishna will arrange in avidya, his potency of ignorance, forgetfulness, from me come forgetfulness. His potency of forgetfulness covers the living entity. Without that potency, nobody could ever forget Krishna, because we're part and parcel of Krishna. The consciousness is one. Krishna's consciousness, now consciousness, is one. And the devotees can appreciate that. So it's not possible to be separated from Krishna, except if the living entity misuses his independence and he wants to try to enjoy independently from Krishna. And this is the purpose of the material creation. Otherwise, the material creation has no meaning. There's no other purpose for it except to satisfy the desire of the living entity who wants to imitate Krishna. He doesn't get the scope in the spiritual world, so Krishna creates a whole universe, billions and billions of universes, just so we can exhibit his desire to imitate Krishna. So this is the first covering, the beginning of the creation. The first covering is avidya, forgetfulness of Krishna. Because as soon as you're forgetful of Krishna, then you have no superior authority to worry about. That means you can be the supreme authority. So without that forgetfulness, you cannot do that if you're in constant remembrance of Krishna. So this first covering of avidya is there. And then the living entity can actually begin his sojourn in the material world. So even that's by the grace of Krishna. If you want to forget Krishna, that's by the grace of Krishna. And if you want to remember Krishna, he will give you that remembrance. And that's also by the grace of Krishna. So of course, Lakshmiji is a great devotee. She's always at the lotus feet of the Lord. But the it's mentioned that. Thank you. It's mentioned many times how Krishna, he doesn't even care for the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Doesn't mean he neglects her or anything like that. But he likes his pure devotees, unalloyed devotees. Maybe one reason is that Lakshmi, she is giving benediction to others. She hasn't completely taken shelter of Krishna. But Prabhupada says, when sometimes the deity is, you see Radharani, she's standing like this, and giving ashirvad. So she's next to Krishna, but she's thinking of the devotees, giving ashirvad to the devotees. Prabhupada said, when she's in that pose, then Krishna, he can leave her. When she's actually in the pose of offering something to Krishna, he said Krishna can never leave her because she has full attention for him. So here it says that even though Lakshmi is always after the service of Krishna's feet. She has a very exalted position on the Lord's chest, this Shivatsha, the white lock of hair on Krishna's chest, that represents Lakshmiji. And so that's her position, but due to her humility and respect, she comes down to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, like the other devotees. So she undoubtedly such a great personality. But Krishna even says he doesn't even really care for her service. In that aspect, he is self-sufficient. So he doesn't really care for her service. But he does care for his pure devotee service, who just have taken complete shelter of Krishna, no one else but Krishna. Then Krishna says, yes, for those I care for, they are dependent on me, therefore I'm becoming dependent on them. But Lakshmi, she deals with everyone actually, because everybody wants money, so everybody's asking, beseeching her service. So she's constantly kept busy. Even the demigods are worshipping Lakshmi to get wealth. So her position, she can't give unalloyed attention to Krishna, because her business is to supply wealth to others. Of course, she does this in the Lakshmi of this material world, in this form. But the idea anyway is that Krishna, he's self-sufficient, he doesn't need her service anyway. Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Brahma Sevaman. He's surrounded by hundreds of millions of Lakshmis or gopis. And he can produce millions and millions of gopis and Lakshmis more if he wants. Prabhupada said that Krishna, he married 16,108 Lakshmis, goddesses of fortune. He said he could have married 16 million and still not known. He's not limited by it. Even 16 million he could have created. He could create as many as he wants. So but here he's saying that he's not even so much interested in Lakshmi, but he's interested in those devotees who are completely sold out to Krishna. There's one story of Arjuna, who's sold out to Krishna in friendship, and Lakshmi ji is she was serving the lotus feet, she has a mood of seva. Anyway, one time in Dwarka, Krishna, he left the palace in the middle of the night, and so Lakshmi saw him leaving, so she was following behind him. And then so Krishna said, "Who's that?" She said, "It's your first wife." He said, "What do you want?" "No, I'm not spying on you, please. I'm not anything like that. I'm not spying. I'm just very, very curious where you're going at night. I've seen you go out at night before. But where are you going this time of night? I don't know. I don't know what is the intention of your going out, because you possess all wealth. There's nothing you're not lacking, and you've got 16,000 wives. I don't think you've got another lover somewhere. You've got 16,000 beautiful goddesses of fortune. You have all powers, all potencies. There's nothing you're lacking. So I'm just really curious why you're going out alone in the middle of the night." So Krishna said, "Okay, come with me." So then he went to a garden house, and they went inside, and Arjuna was inside, and he was waiting for Krishna. But he was sleeping on the couch and relaxing, and his long hair was sprawled all over the pillow, and he was asleep. And Krishna called Lakshmi, "Come." So she came and Krishna lifted up the hair of Arjuna and he put it on the ear of Lakshmi. And she was hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And he said, this is why I'm coming, Lakshmi. This is why I'm coming, to see my dear devotee Arjuna. He knows nothing else but me and my and friendship with me. So Krishna is becoming, he becomes actually controlled by his devotees. And so Krishna never forgets. He never forgets the service of his devotees. Is it in the Madhujakandamini? I think, I'm not sure. He's talking about the devotee, he's in his progression, he's nearly nearing perfection, almost perfect. And Krishna appears to him in different ways. And he says to his devotee that, how can I ever forget you? I can never forget you, all those vows you've made, all those austerities you performed for me. Sometimes you stayed up whole night doing service. Sometimes you were on a codicil, you would fast even from water whole day, whole night. How can I ever forget all these things you've done for me? I can never forget my devotee thing. Krishna becomes controlled by these devotees. Prabhupada mentions how Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying that both the Supreme Lord and his devotees are both rasagya. Full of they're both rasagya, full of transcendental humor. So the mutual attachment between the Supreme Lord and his devotee is never to be considered material, it's always a transcendental effect. So Vishnath is saying it should be concluded that the Lord, he has a nature of being controlled by the love of his devotees. That is well known in the Vedic literatures, that Krishna becomes controlled by love. By prema, he is controlled. So this prema is interested in it's intrinsic in Krishna. So because Krishna is controlled by prema, then prema takes the shelter of Krishna's devotees. And it's the prema he likes. The business of God is love. He loves love. This is the best. So this prema, the prema takes shelter of the devotees because the devotees are always making new programs to serve the Lord. So the prem takes shelter of the devotees. So therefore, Krishna becomes controlled by that prem. So therefore, it's saying that the Krishna becomes controlled by the devotees. But it's actually the love of the devotees that controls Krishna. So this is the this is how that Krishna becomes controlled by the love of his devotees. I think maybe I mentioned last week in this class, I'm not sure on the other two. Anyway, that how it actually works, the prema or the haladini potency descends from Krishna to the living entities. Minute haladini potency. Krishna is satisfied the living entity by his own power is not strong enough to reach Krishna. But when Krishna is satisfied, then he descends, his Haladini descends and contacts the living entity's Haladini Shakti, which is the pleasure. And then Krishna enjoys a relationship. But even in that, so Krishna's enjoying a loving relationship with the living entity, but even in that relationship, the relationship is with the, due to the Haladini potency, due to this, the loving nature, which is Srimati Radharani. So even in this case, Krishna is actually enjoying with Radharani. By enjoying the Haladini potency of the living entity, Krishna is contacting Radharani. But the devotee is acting it out in so many varieties of devotees. They're all serving Krishna with love and devotion. But in Tattva, then it's Krishna is enjoying, he's touching it, the Haladini, he's enjoying with Radharani. So here it's Vishwanath Chakravarti is also saying that that prema takes shelter of a devotee. And then the devotee's so many varieties of activities, how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. So then Krishna becomes attracted by that prema. So therefore the prema takes shelter of the devotees, because these are the best carriers of prema. The holy name also takes shelter of the devotees. The holy name is it's spread all over it's supposed to be going all spread all over the world. It will be, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. How it's carried all over the world is prema. It needs a mahant, it needs a carrier. Everyone has their carrier. Vishnu has Garuda, Ganesha is rat. The holy name is none different than Guru. What is his carrier? How is he carried? So that actually the holy name is carried on the tongue of a pure devotee. So the pure devotee's tongue becomes the vahan, the carrier of the holy name. And therefore the holy name can go all over the world. Otherwise how it will go? It's the devotee who takes the holy name. It's the devotee who takes that prema on his tongue. And then he speaks and he gives to others that prema. Comes and he gives, enters through the ears and awakens the living entities, who also take shelter of such a devotee, and therefore they also expand the glories of the holy name. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I think it's in the Bhakti Kutir in Puri where he was saying, there's something written on the wall there which Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, something like, because he was doing some bhajan, he sat down to do bhajan there. He said, by the power of my bhajan, I will cause Bhakti Devi to go all over the world. How it's done? He said, it appears like it's going through the medium of the holy name Krishna. Personification of Bhakti. But Bhakti Devi, who makes everything happen, because everything is done with love. That's what makes everything happen. It's not the activities, it's the love behind the activities. So Bhakti Devi is going all over the world. It appears that it's going with the devotees who carry all the self. So now we're asleep to our eternal nature, that sat existence. But that's what's existing, everything is resting on that sat existence. But our consciousness now is in the Maya Shakti, all these different forms that have been permitted, or that sat is permitted through. It's holding everything. And if we understand that, if we're awakened to that, then that's Krishna's nature. He is Satchitananda, we are Satchitananda. When we awaken to that eternal nature, we understand Krishna's nature. And this is the platform on which the relationships begin. It's all on the eternal platform. Our consciousness is none different than Krishna's consciousness. It's eternal. So that is a state of never forgetting Krishna, because you're conscious of yourself, so you're conscious of Krishna. So therefore you become aware of Krishna everywhere. But we appear to be completely cut off to that, from that consciousness, by the avidya potency, by maya. And now the three modes of material nature are just playing around with us, and we give all of our attention to it. This is very important. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad. It's my whole existence now. I can't even remember my sad existence from 1 second practically. Krishna's energy has absorbed our consciousness completely. Now, Tathasta Shakti, the marginal potency, that's eternal for the. And other living entities, we understand their expansions of Aladini potency. So the spiritual world is made of Shandini, Shambit, and Aladini. So in those devotees, the Aladini becomes very prominent. Those who are, the prominent feature of them is Aladini. It becomes more prominent. And they're dealing with, they're assisting Srimati Radharani and Krishna in their pleasure potency. Srila Prabhupada summarizes in Bhagavad Gita, the very last sentence, last chapter, last verse of Bhagavad Gita. He tells how the living entity is marginal potency, but due to his rebellious nature, he's now become under the laws of the material energy. Then Prabhupada says, he finishes Gita on this point, that by proper use of his independence, again he can come back into the Haladini giving, the Haladini potency, the pleasure giving potency. So that's where Prabhupada wants to take us in Bhagavad Gita, to reinstate us in that atmosphere of Haladini potency, where that's all pervasive, that's very prominent, because that's Krishna's business, pleasure. So everything there is permitted, all the pastimes are permitted with this Haladini potency, or loving potency. Everything is being done with loving devotion. So when you are there, you still remain Tathasta Shakti. Even when you make it, you go back there, you're serving, assisting in all the pastimes. You also become in that atmosphere of Aladini. It becomes very, very prominent for you. That's all that's going on. There's practically no difference. There's no difference between the Tathasta Shakti and the eternally liberated souls who are expansions of Aladini potency. There's no difference, because you're all doing the same thing. You're all serving together to please Radha and Krishna, to assist Radha and Krishna in their pastimes. So then there's no difference. But in Tattva, you'll always remain Tathasta Shakti. You won't become Haladini Shakti like Radharani and her expansions, but you'll be in that atmosphere of Haladini, and then Rasa Tattva is forgotten. So you're all practically the same then. Haladini. Ganagamakura.
discussing with a devotee yesterday about Rupa Goswami and a different thing, and their take on the idea was that basically all the devotees in ISKCON are Manjaris. Maybe you could elaborate on that idea, because Prabhupada said there would be ISKCON in the spiritual world, but you know, it would be kind of boring if everybody was a young, you know, pre-adolescent girl. I don't think it would be very exciting there. So you can tell me what is that? Where does that attitude come from that we're all Manjaris? And can you confirm or debunk it?
No, yeah, it's coming from our parampara. Prabhupada said, explaining the verse, Nikunjayuno Rotikalishita Yayali Veju Tirupakaniya. The spiritual master is there assisting in those conjugal affairs of Radha and Krishna. So someone asked him some about that, and Prabhupada said, yes, his son, they will have these forms of gopi manjaris. He said, yes. That was Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's realization. He wrote that Guru Vasukam, but actually he was a Manjari, so he could write that. That's how Prabhupada answered that. He didn't say, I was a Manjari and we're all Manjaris. But these are, they're eternal. These eternal associates of the Lord, that they come down and assist him in his pastimes. And to reclaim the fallen souls. So, Prabhupada said, they never forget Krishna for one moment. So, if we've forgotten Krishna, if we forget Krishna now, we can understand that we're not one of those eternally liberated souls. But anyway, still you can go there and get a form there through sadhana. You can become perfect, sadhana siddhi. You can get a form like that.
So we're not all Manjaris.
I don't think so.
Okay. It was actually Prabhupada said one devotee died in Los Angeles early on in the early 70s, and the devotees were all very morose. Prabhupada happened to be there at that time. And the devotees were very morose, and he asked, why is everyone so unhappy, you know? Because this particular devotee is now a coward boy with Krishna. So, like that, but where do people get these ideas that, you know, it's all one way or the other in the spiritual world?
Where we get the idea that?
That it's all one way or the other, that everybody's this or everybody's that, you know, in the spiritual world.
Because we understand the philosophy, and ultimately we understand the different rasas and Radha and Krishna side, the conjugal rasa side. And generally in our neophyte stage, we immediately think, well, you know, I'm attracted to the conjugal affairs because it's the highest rasa, that's all. We make a distinction, we see there's some higher. So naturally, I'm on the highest rasa, of course, it's understood. So therefore, I'm gopi, and then the more people you can tell they're gopis, then the more. But it's a neophyte understanding.
Thank you.
If you have a say in how you came here, this birth, if you had a say in the matter, how you took birth here to help Lord Chaitanya in his mission, but actually I'm an eternal associate of the Lord. It's something different. But if you didn't have a say, then be very careful that we understand that we're servant of the servant of the servant, and we're heavily under the control of Maya. And our desire should be to go back to God and to serve Krishna in any way that pleases him. But these people who are propagating, I don't think that they had knowledge, and they came under Krishna's, they appeared under Krishna's direction here. they didn't have any say in the matter, then they should be very careful. If you had a say in the matter, you were up there with Krishna and you decided you'd want to come and join, that's something different. But if you didn't have it, if you can't remember having a little conversation with Krishna before you came here, then better avoid that. I'm Gopi, you're Gopi.
Well, this tendency towards the Sahajya idea, this is really rampant in the material world, because like you say, everyone wants to be on that highest platform. They're always looking for status and so forth. So we have to be extremely careful not to speculate about our rasa or what lies ahead in the spiritual world for us.
Yeah, it just so happens that Radha and Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya, and it's their pastime, and many of the eternal associates came to assist. That's why we're understanding when we're talking of Radha and Krishna and Manjari and things like that. Outside of this period, you don't even hear this, practically. Once in a day of Brahma, you hear about it for a few short years. Otherwise, you won't hear all this. You'll just hear of Krishna. You'll hear of Krishna even in Vrindavan and Yashoda and Jamuna, but it's not the same Krishna who comes once in a day of Brahma. This is an incarnation of Kiradakshaya Vishnu. Radharani is there, but they're married. It's Svakiras, it's not Parikiras. So this particular aspect of Radha Krishna, the original Radha and Krishna, that's very, very rare. It's just for a very short time it appears.
You were mentioning Bhakti Devi. Can you explain who Bhakti Devi is in also relationship to the other Shaktis, Ladini Shakti, Yogamaya, Brinda Devi, so forth? Who she is, what her position is, so forth?
Yeah, these are all expansions of the internal potency of the Lord. The potency is one. This Yogamaya potency is one, the chief of, that's headed by Srimati Radharani. She's the chief of the internal potencies, which are unlimited, because God's business is pleasure, and she's the greatest pleasure giver. So she becomes the chief, but the unlimited potencies are there. All varieties of potencies Yogamaya is exhibiting. Brinda Devi is a Manjari also, she appears as a Tulsi out of her kindness. We can worship her, this is very practical. We can get her blessings. Krishna appeared specifically to show these pastimes, to attract all the conditioned souls and the liberated souls back to Godhead. How this conjugal relationship, because Prabhupada said today, the basic principle of material existence is man is naturally attracted to woman, woman is naturally attracted to the man. So the idea of sexology is very strong in this age. So if we hear about Krishna's pastimes, you can become free from that understanding, a mundane understanding. It's displayed there in the spiritual world. So Krishna comes and displays these pastimes, these conjugal pastimes. So now we have something to talk about, we have something to discuss. If we didn't do that, it wouldn't be. We would never understand. So out of his gorgeous mercy, he's displaying these pastimes to attract all the conditioned souls and the liberated souls. So Krishna's doing these internal potencies arranging for Krishna's pastimes, these pleasure potencies, unlimited forms. Prodamaya is there in Navadvip Dham. She covers the Dham, she reveals the Dham. That's her business. She protects the Dham by putting a film of Maya over. She reveals the Dham by lifting the curtain of Yogamaya. These internal potency. Vishnu Priya is also Bhakti Devi herself. Bhakti Devi, I don't know the personality of Bhakti Devi. Bhagavan Lojan Prabhu always used to ask me this question. but it does mention that she is a combination of Haladini and Sandini, Samvit, the Chit potency and the Haladini potency. Combined, that is Bhakti Devi. It's mentioned in a couple of places. But there's no description of her form. I've never seen a description of her form or anything in the spiritual world. Pardon? Specific. That's our goal. We're trying to be awakened to that Bhakti Devi. We're trying to awaken that within ourselves. So it comes by Krishna's grace. Then that's our perfection. It's very significant. This is the purpose of all of our teachings. The purpose of the Shikshastikam. If this is if Bhakti Devi is awakened, Bhakti Shakti is awakened, then we have nothing else to say. Nothing else to do. Prabhupada said when he went to America, the Christians asked him, why have you come here? I've come to teach what you've forgotten. Well, what is that? How to love Krishna. How to love God. No, but we love God also, our Christians, we also love God. Prabhupada said, that's very good. We have nothing else to say to you or preach to you. If you have love of God, that's all we are doing here. If you have it, we have nothing to say. Oh, there's this was in relationship. We were talking the other day about when Guru comes or something like that, and all of your problems, you had many questions and many problems. When Guru comes, so they all kind of disappear and you think it's all insignificant. And then I read just after that, and I think Maitreya was talking to Uddhava, and then he was asking questions, and then he said, he started speaking about Govinda, Krishna, and then all the questions stopped. He stopped inquiring anymore. Prabhupada says in the purport that it's not although he didn't have any more questions, but when he started to speak about Krishna, Govinda, that Bhakti Devi was there. And in the presence of Bhakti, he stopped asking questions. Because of that feeling, everything is complete. When you're in the presence of a bhakta also, when the guru comes, you have so many problems. And everything is complete because bhakti is there. There's nothing else. There's no questions at that time. It's only savor, it's moods, expression. So anyway, our acharyas, we are following of our acharyas. We don't imitate the acharyas. Prabhupada said, when Krishna asked me to come here, so if Krishna asked us to come here, we can maybe take a position of the founder of some founder acharyas or have these. When Krishna asked me to come here, I said, I can't go and live under the trees like those Goswamis. I can't do that. And he said, no, you don't have to do that. You'd go and print some books. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, even during his time, the people were trying to kill him, the smartest Brahmins. They didn't like what he was seeing. They wanted to kill him, so they planned to kill him. They waited in a lonely place where he comes at night to kill him. They were waiting and waiting. He didn't come. He's waiting, and then one little girl came and they said, hey, you know Vishwanath Chakravarti? Yeah. He said, you know where he is? He's coming this way every day. You know where he is? She said, what do you want him for? Then we want to talk to him. She said, what about? And no, No, we have to ask Vishwanath. No, you ask me. You can ask me. I am Vishwanath. He was in the form of a small little manjari. I am Vishwanath. So then they realized their mistake. They couldn't understand him properly. So like that, these acharyas are coming then. Certainly we can take shelter of those, but if you want to put yourself up there as one of them, then you should have the qualification of it. Have some example to. Radha Madhava Chandra Dhyatra Mahasabhi. Nitai Gaur.